The pranayama that we're going to do purifies the brain and the lungs. It is commonly called the breath of fire. If during the practice you experience dizziness or faintness, stop and sit calmly until your breathing returns to normal. Before you begin, please make sure that you have studied the text describing this practice and have completely familiarized yourself with the physical conditions that are contraindicated for this pranayama. Keep the body stable and still. It should not rock with the forceful exhalations of this practice. This is an abdominal breath. The upper part of the lungs are not activated. The strong contraction of the abdominal muscles causes the short rhythmic expulsion of breath. The emphasis is on the exhalation, and the inhalation is a natural result of the forceful exhalation. Let's go over the practice before we begin. You will inhale through the nose deep into the expanding abdomen, and then exhale with a forceful contraction of the abdominal muscles. Let's try that a few times. Be careful not to strain. At the end of the round of the exhalations, the last exhale is slower and completely empties the lungs. Then you'll take a full, deep yogic breath in and out, and then breathe normally for a few breaths. Now close your eyes and relax. We will practice 10 inhalations and exhalations at the rate of about 1 per second. Inhale. Begin. Good. Take a full, deep, yogic breath in and out, and then breathe normally. As a beginner, you can do up to 5 rounds of 10 breaths. Now let's begin the second round. Inhale. Begin. Good. Take a full, deep yogic breath. And then breathe normally. Now let's begin the third round. Inhale. Begin. Good. Take a full, deep yogic breath and then breathe normally. Now let's begin the fourth round. Inhale. Begin. Good. Take a full, deep yogic breath and then breathe normally. Now let's begin the fifth round. Inhale. Begin. Good. Take a full deep yogic breath and then breathe normally. This is enough for the beginning practitioner. This should be practiced at least 2 weeks at this level before beginning to gradually add breaths to the round and to increase the speed. Traditionally, the student gradually increases the number of exhalations in each round until she reaches a total of 120 exhalations per round. I'm going to continue giving the next level of instruction. We will move to 5 rounds of 20 breaths at a faster rate of exhalation. Inhale. Begin. Good. Take a full deep yogic breath and then breathe normally. Now let's begin the second round. Inhale. Begin. Good. Take a full deep yogic breath and then breathe normally. Now let's begin the third round. Inhale. Begin. Good. Take a full deep yogic breath and then breathe normally. Now let's begin the fourth round. Inhale. Begin. Good. Take a full deep yogic breath and then breathe normally. Now let's begin the fifth round. Inhale. Begin. Good. Take a full deep yogic breath and then breathe normally. Now, I'm going to demonstrate the traditional round of 120 exhalations. Inhale. Begin. This practice cleanses the respiratory system and the nasal passages. It refreshes the brain, creating a feeling of exhilaration and vitality.